American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 1B. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1B. Listen to a reading.
Marianne and Jack are going to visit their friends, the O'Connors. They have a particular reason for calling on them. They're going to ask a favor. Marianne and Jack feel as if the O'Connors are part of their family. They have children the same ages who go to school together and play together. And because they have often helped the O'Connors in the past, they feel as though they can ask a favor of them. Jack and Marianne need the O'Connors' help. They're getting ready to go on a long trip to Europe, and they're concerned about leaving their house empty. They're afraid someone might break in and steal some of their things while they are away. They want to ask the O'Connors to watch their house for them while they are gone on vacation.
Now look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and the phrases.
Particular. Particular. A particular reason. A particular reason. Call on. Call on. Calling on them. Calling on them. Favor. Favor. Ask a favor. Ask a favor. Concerned. Concerned. Concerned about leaving. Concerned about leaving. Steal. Steal. Steal things. Steal things. Objects. Objects. Valuable objects. Valuable objects. As if. As if. Feel as if. Feel as if. As though. As though. Looks as though. Looks as though.
Now listen to the same reading again.
Marianne and Jack are going to visit their friends, the O'Connors. They have a particular reason for calling on them. They're going to ask a favor. Marianne and Jack feel as if the O'Connors are part of their family. They have children the same ages who go to school together and play together. And because they have often helped the O'Connors in the past, they feel as though they can ask a favor of them. Jack and Marianne need the O'Connors' help. They're getting ready to go on a long trip to Europe, and they're concerned about leaving their house empty. They're afraid someone might break in and steal some of their things while they are away. They want to ask the O'Connors to watch their house for them while they are gone on vacation.
Look at Figure 2. This is a conversation between Mrs. O'Connors and Marianne. Just listen.
Jack and I would like to ask you for a favor.
If there's anything I can lend you a hand with, I'll be more than glad to.
Jack and I would appreciate it if you would watch our house for us while we're on vacation.
We'd be happy to, Marianne. It's no trouble at all.
You have a key. You can go inside and turn on a few lights in the evening to make it look as if someone is there.
Sure. And we'll water your plants for you, too. Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Jack and I would like to ask you for a favor.
If there's anything I can lend you a hand with, I'll be more than glad to.
Jack and I would appreciate it if you would watch our house for us while we're on vacation.
We'd be happy to, Marianne. It's no trouble at all.
You have a key. You can go inside and turn on a few lights in the evening to make it look as if someone is there.
Sure, and we'll water your plants for you, too. Now look at Figure 3 and write the answers to some questions about the dialogue. Number 1. What were Jack and Marianne asking Mrs. O'Connors for? Number 2. What did Mrs. O'Connors say? Number 3. What did they want her to do? Number 4. What was her reply? Let's check your answers. Number 1. What were Jack and Marianne asking Mrs. O'Connors for? Jack and Marianne asked Mrs. O'Connors for a favor. Number 2. What did Mrs. O'Connors say? If there was anything she could lend them a hand with, she'd be more than glad to. Number 3. What did they want her to do? They wanted her to watch their house for them while they were on vacation. Number 4. What was her reply? We'd be happy to, Marianne. It's no trouble at all. Listen to an article about the Olympic Games. You will hear it 3 times. The first time you hear it, just listen. The Olympic Games is the world's most famous sports gathering. The Games were first celebrated in Greece. In modern times, the Games were reintroduced in 1896 in Athens, Greece. A separate set of Winter Games was begun in 1924 in France. The Games are held in a different country each time they are celebrated. Nowadays, a large number of different sports events are part of the Olympic Games. These include basketball, volleyball, weightlifting, tennis, swimming, diving, and shooting. The Games are watched on television. They attract an audience of millions throughout the world. Now look at Figure 4. As you listen to the same article again, take notes in your booklet. Write your notes in words or phrases. The Olympic Games is the world's most famous sports gathering. The Games were first celebrated in Greece. In modern times, The games were reintroduced in 1896 in Athens, Greece. A separate set of winter games was begun in 1924 in France. The games are held in a different country each time they are celebrated. Nowadays, a large number of different sports events are part of the Olympic Games. These include basketball, volleyball, weightlifting, tennis, swimming, diving, and shooting. The games are watched on television. They attract an audience of millions throughout the world. Now listen a third time and review or correct your notes. The Olympic Games is the world's most famous sports gathering. The games were first celebrated in Greece. In modern times, the games were reintroduced in 1896 in Athens, Greece. A separate set of winter games was begun in 1924 in France. The games are held in a different country each time they are celebrated. Nowadays, a large number of different sports events are part of the Olympic Games. These include basketball, volleyball, weightlifting, tennis, swimming, diving, and shooting. The games are watched on television. They attract an audience of millions throughout the world. Now look at the answer page for this tape to check your notes. You'll have about 30 seconds to do this. Now look at figure 5. Listen to some short dialogues. They are about asking for help and assistance. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Can you help me change this tire?
Sure, I'll give you some help.
Number 2. Can you help me with this tire?
Sure, I'll lend you a hand.
Number 3. Can you give me some assistance?
Sure, I'll give you a hand.
Number 4.
What's wrong? Did she pass out?
Yes, she's unconscious.
Number 5.
Is she conscious?
No, she fainted.
Number 6.
Did Lois faint?
Yes, she just passed out a second ago.
Number 7.
What did your son swallow?
He swallowed some insect poison.
Number 8.
Do you need assistance?
Yes, please call an ambulance.
Now listen to the questions in Figure 5 and read the answer. Can you help me change this tire?
Repeat. Sure, I'll give you some help.
Can you help me with this tire?
Repeat. Sure, I'll lend you a hand.
Can you give me some assistance?
Repeat. Sure, I'll give you a hand.
What's wrong? Did she pass out?
Repeat. Yes, she's unconscious.
Is she conscious?
Repeat. No, she fainted.
Did Lois faint?
Repeat. Yes, she just passed out a second ago. What did your son swallow?
Repeat. He swallowed some insect poison.
Do you need assistance?
Repeat. Yes, please call an ambulance.
Look at Figure 6. Listen to a sentence. Then read the sentence in Figure 6. It goes along with the sentence you heard. All the sentences contain either as though or as if.
Number 1.
I think he needs some help.
Repeat. Yes. It looks as though he needs some help.
Number 2.
The food may be spoiled.
Repeat. Yes, it smells as if it's spoiled.
Number 3.
It looks like rain.
Repeat. Yes, it looks as though it's going to rain.
Number 4.
Jesse seems angry.
Repeat. Yes, she's acting as if she's angry.
Number 5.
Tom seems to have no manners.
Repeat. Yes, he behaves as though he has no manners.
Number 6.
Perhaps she has never seen a horse before.
Repeat. She acts as if she's never seen a horse before.
Number 7.
This bread tastes like it hasn't been cooked enough.
Repeat. Yes, it tastes as if it hasn't been cooked enough.
Number 8.
I think she stopped breathing.
Repeat. She looks as if she's not breathing.
Look at figure 7. Look at the pictures and repeat the underlined words.
Give a hand. Giving a hand. Faint. Fainted. Breathe. Breathe. Conscious. Conscious. Choke. Choking.
Now look at figure 7 again. Look at each picture and answer the question with the sentence in the figure. Look at number 1 for an example. Listen. Number 1.
What is George doing?
George is giving Joe a hand. Repeat. George is giving Joe a hand.
Now go to number 2. Read the answer to the question you hear. Repeat your answer. Number 2.
What happened to Gladys?
Repeat. She fainted.
Number 3.
How is Roger?
Repeat. It's difficult for him to breathe.
Number 4.
What did the training instructor say?
Repeat. Breathe deeply.
Number 5.
What is the driver's condition?
Repeat. She's not conscious.
Number 6.
What's the emergency?
Repeat. He's choking on something.
This is the end of tape 1B, book 22.